This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship station and our Sela Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, as we go across to our radio affiliates all across the country, as well as out there around the world on the internet. And on our satellite, so you never know where you're going to hear us at. Now, you also want to know that we do give a special shout-out here on this program, starting with our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our great security guards that are out there working tonight, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those who are keeping us free and safe. We thank all of you for the job that you do. Now, let's not forget that we also have a group of people out there on the highway that many people forget about. It's not just the drivers, but it's mostly the drivers, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women out there getting the job done wherever they're at. Also, the FedEx and the UPS and those bulk mail service haulers out there hauling for the U.S. Postal Service. And, of course, the Amazon people with the warehouses and the trailers and trucks where they're delivering at. Don't want to forget about them. And then, of course, when we take another look out there, we have to take a look at the MeWe website, the Gab, the Parler, the Getter, the Truth Social, as well as Twitter, where we are there as Captains America, all one word, Captains America. And then come on down to the last thing, which is the website, the Captains America, ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captains America, ThirdWatch.com. All right, right to the phone line we go, and we have on the line retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And, Colonel, I know you are a tanker by heart, but can we ever get the Army to get it right when it comes to the fact that they are the world's largest Navy?
I'm a tanker by heart. That's not a Navy tanker, of course. That's a tanker on treads. But I don't know. It always seems like you take a couple steps forward, and you always take a step back in all the services, not just our own service of record, the United States Army.
Yeah, well, they are in fact the largest Navy in the world. They have more ships than the Navy does. So if the Navy wants some ships, they'll have to borrow the small boats the Army has, I guess, right?
Yeah. And, of course, you know, the riders of most of the ships in the Navy, those folks that get transported onto the land, the Marine Corps, they have to be serious because they're such a small force and they have to deploy and be ready to deploy so quickly, like, just like Special Operating Force, although they're not that, but they're a different force, but yeah, to fight with the Navy, because the Navy's got sometimes, and the Marines, what they have are sometimes opposing priorities, and they both got to be served, especially in the world in which we live in now, and the potentials for the things that we may be getting into.
Now, are you following Joe Biden's rapid descension from the Democratic Party? All of a sudden, there's a whole bunch of Democrats that don't care for him.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. And, of course, one of the highlighted one is that the approval rating of the intent to support Biden amongst black Americans usually it hovers about the 94-95% is down about 55-56%. That's a killer. Of course, that's part of the reason why the Democratic Party is trying so hard with the fastest-growing minority, which, of course, is Hispanic Americans and those voters right there. But, recent polls are killers. It's got to even where the mainstream media that's begun on to support the Biden administration and any Democrat, for that matter, has had to say, hey, these numbers are not good, and they're not. I mean, even the low-end recent polling shows Trump being able to defeat Biden by about 6 percentage points, and with Ron DeSantis not far after that. And a more recent poll was really a killer. It showed Trump up by 18%, and DeSantis, if he was to run against Biden, up by 10%. That is not a too-close-to-call margin. That's the kind of margin that tells you, hey, really? Maybe y'all should have worked a little bit harder to say, hey, Joe, your time is up. Give somebody else a chance, because the tea leaves are not reading well for Biden right now. They haven't for a long time, but they're getting worse, not better.
Well, people have had an opportunity over the years to watch him, to hear him, and to think about what he said. And this last go-around of comments that he's made have made no sense, number one. Number two, the sense that they have made shows that he has done a complete cartwheel from where he used to be, and he's no longer a man of the people.
No, he's not. I don't think he's I don't think his advisors are telling him to keep him in tune with the people, because so many of them are not. I mean, particularly, you know, look at his transportation secretary, for crying out loud, and things that they are doing with regard to transportation, and which plays into the how the immigration policy.
All right, hold that thought. We're coming right back with more with our buddy, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and that was Jeff in Sarasota, and Jeff and I will be having breakfast this morning at about 7 a.m. over at the Village Inn on 4th Street in St. Pete, just south of Gandy. And if you want to come over and join us, you can. We'll buy your coffee. Now, that being said, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. That's Moss, spelled M-A-U-S. Now, they have several Nissan dealerships in the area. The flagship Nissan store happens to be in Newport Richey at US 19 and 54, right there. Look for the big American flag. And then they have the Nissan store right next door to the Acura store on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And finally, the showcase, La Creme, if you will, is in Brooksville on Memorial Parkway, State Route 50. That's west when you come out of downtown Brooksville. But it's west, and it's just before the Suncoast Parkway, before you get on the toll road. You will see it. Can't miss it. Either for getting off or getting on. It's absolutely a beautiful, beautiful place. Stop by, check it out. I have never seen a car dealership that's quite this clean, that does all the stuff that it does. Holy smokes. Talk about modern equipment and whatnot. But anyway, that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And if you tell them the captain sent you, you get a little something just for doing that. All right, back to the phone line. I'm retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
And good morning, Captain. Great to be with you.
Yes, and it's always a pleasure because you never know where we're going, but you know we're going to wind up on something military. So here it comes. The Russians, and I don't know what the count was, but it was significant. The Russians launched a barrage of drones on Kiev this morning. A lot of damage done. All civilian targets. Not one of them was military. What's going on?
This, in combination with the cruise missiles that were fired from the sea yesterday against Ukraine, most of which were intercepted by the Ukrainians, I think this is in light of two things. One is the long-anticipated counteroffensive by Ukraine, and two, Russia's getting ready to have a big celebration of victory over Nazi Germany in World War II, and they're very afraid of the optics of that. They had to cajole to get the leaders of its provinces to make their way to Russia. And many of these celebrations occurred throughout in the past, occurred throughout different parts of Russia. And some of them are not doing it, or they're downplaying it a lot because they were worried that there would be a whole lot of protesters and others with photographs of their loved ones who died in the Ukrainian war. And this is not the message that they want to send out on this celebration of victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. So Vladimir is very into the optics. He knows that. In fact, a lot of this war, of course, it's leading to casualties. And in the case like you just cited, a lot of civilian casualties, mainly because they just don't have the great intelligence to target the real military targets, and they've been Ukrainians have been able to avoid that, and so they'll take errant shots. That's what happens in the nature of this warfare, and it goes both ways. But Russian, particularly, I think because of the anticipated counteroffensive and the coming up in the optics of being able to celebrate a past victory, is a lot of what is driving what you just reported on this morning, the drone attacks.
Well, I do not understand why they have to continue going after civilian targets with defenseless civilians who have nothing to do with what's going on. They're just trying to get on or go along to get along, I guess, is a way to put it. And these are war crimes, plain and simple.
Oh yeah. Well, he's been. The world knows he's guilty of war crimes and has been, and it's a conscious effort, not accidental effort to commit these. But it's primarily because of the nature of this warfare is you want to get at the will, and I think he's holding out that somehow you can start to bend the will of the Ukrainian people, and perhaps the really larger than that, the will of those that are supporting the Ukraine, to include the United States, about doing this, so that he can go to a negotiating table from a position of strength. But I don't think what he's seeing is that from my observations, it appears to be weakening what he could do. So I don't know. It's hard to call inside the brain of Vladimir Putin. I'm not like George W. Bush, who says, hey, I looked him in the eye and I can see what he's thinking. And I think George W. probably regrets and knows that, well, that wasn't it. I was looking in his eyes, but I misread that character, as he did.
Wow. And of course, we're speaking with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Kevin Wright also is the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and I will quickly. We're chartered under the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida, which in turn is chartered under the National Republican Liberty Caucus. And our bumper sticker says we. And some people say I don't. It's always we. Because it is a team effort. We are the conscience of the Republican Party. And we don't fight the Republican Party. We just work with it to hold it true to its constitutional roots of constitutionally limited government, individual rights and responsibilities, and free enterprise. It's pretty simple. If you're a Republican, either a leader of the Republican Party, or you're elected as a Republican, we think it's very reasonable to expect that you will hold to those three principles. We were America First before America First became a popular slogan out there amongst folks running. And, of course, President 45 put that out there. And I think that's something that will endure long before, after MAGA has gone down, but America first, because it's hard to argue that. And that's what's driving. I think it's what's driving the House and their investigations. And I think the wave of the losses, even amongst the Democratic Party of the Biden administration, is that people are becoming awake, not woke, but awake to what America first really means, that it is not a white guy kind of thing trying to return us and be reactionary and turn us back to the days of yesterday where we got that segregation, all that. Quite the contrary.
Mm-hmm.
We see that America is by us being assimilated as Americans, mm-hmm. not divided as Americans, which is what the left seeks to do.
All right, let's go to the phone line, and we've got Bagab and Bob on the line here. Okay there, Bagab and Bob, what's up?
Yeah, as far as the Ukrainians and the civilian casualties that are being caused by the Russians, if these are war crimes, then maybe the Ukrainians can capture some of the middle guys that are actually firing the equipment and doing the shooting and stuff, try them as war criminals, just like we did in Nazi Germany when the soldiers that we tried, and this would cause dissent and maybe some stuff in the Russian army. In other words, the people that are doing this stuff will face consequences for it. Even though they can't get Putin and stuff, maybe they can get some of the people that are going along with it. I know they're following orders and stuff like that, but it might have some effect. And I guess that's it, Captain.
All right. I think, Colonel, they already did that over in eastern Ukraine with some of the Russian soldiers they captured that took out that town and killed those people and buried in a mass grave.
Yeah, that's right. And there is a trick to it, because many of the genuine, fully Russian forces are the ones that are firing it from Russia, the drone attacks from the sea. And heck, at this point, half of the Russian troops on the ground aren't really Russians. Well, they're Russians, but they're mercenaries.
Yeah.
And not all of them are actually Russians. They're pay-to-fight kind of folks. And so it's kind of tough to do that. But I think what you don't see, because it's very hard to get word of that within the Russian military, and that's the reason why Putin has had to can some of his leaders, some of them very senior leaders, as to kind of keep mum on the fact that within the ranks, there's a lot of disaffection. And there's a lot of disaffection amongst those in Russia, the families that are suffering the losses, because it is their sons and daughters that are paying the price. They're no different than us. Russians are human beings, too, just like we have human beings losing folks in Vietnam.
All right, sir, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with the colonel. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Washington is set for a busy week as Congress and the White House take on two major and divisive issues, raising the debt ceiling and addressing border security that is out of control. President Biden is set to convene with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders today in a highly anticipated meeting to address the debt limit. The House approved a budget with a slight increase in the debt ceiling. The president does not want limits on how much he can spend during these troubling financial times. Speaker McCarthy says Biden is walking down a path that could endanger America's financial health.
I'm worried about how the president's handling the debt ceiling. He's ignoring it. He's walking us in to some type of debt problem because he's just ignoring the problem. I'm worried about the next generation. We're at 120% of GDP in debt. We've only been here during World War II. That means our debt's larger than our economy with another 20%.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Oh, yeah, looking forward to it. And, by the way, for those of you that are out and about this morning that want to come and have a free cup of coffee with us, Jeff and myself, Jeff from Sarasota, will be over at the Village Inn on 4th Street, just south of Gandy, and we'll buy your coffee. I'll be there about 7. I might be there a little sooner, but usually it takes me that long. I get off the air here at 6. I have to store things, you know, put things back and all that stuff, and then I head on over there. So we'll see you over there if you want to stop by. And be careful, everybody, going to the airport, because Jeff has got his car back. And he's on his way to the airport with somebody right now. Now, we have got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the line. And we are using his expertise to talk about some things. And good morning again, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Yeah, I don't know about expertise, but I do pay attention.
Well, I know you're paying attention to this. Hypersonic missiles. The other day, we were told one of our Patriot batteries in the Ukraine took down a hypersonic missile fired in.
Yeah, and that's one of many things, not just from us, but European nations, that is making a subtle difference, and probably fueling some of the desperation on the part of Russia and Vladimir Putin. But, yeah, well, there you go. But of course, the expenditure of everything that we have right there makes us more vulnerable for our ability to react elsewhere should the threats arise, and they loom everywhere. So, yeah, we got to be very careful. You can't. Nothing that we can do could just be willy-nilly, and that's for doggone sure.
Well, you're right about that, and of course we're aware of that too. You know, China is an adversary. They're by no means a favored nation, which is what we've afforded to them so far, given them favored nation status, which allowed them to do the following thing yesterday. China has bought the Princeton Review and Tutor.com that were sold to a Chinese firm, which is owned, of course, by the Chinese government. Why are we doing this?
Boy, beats me. It's inexplicable, isn't it? And, you know, you talk about the most favored nation status. You know, China's getting ready to head up. For the first time in 30 years, the ASEAN countries, which China was always kind of a second-bid player on, but now is the leader of this. They're meeting, and when they come out of that after a few days, they're going to announce a deal, and it's going to be a deal to increase a Chinese-funded transportation routes from them down to that parts of around Pakistan and all that. And these are folks that we used to in the United States of America and Europe used to have some influence over, but we've lost it because China's putting its money, invested its money in right there to do exactly that. And that, along with the story you talked about earlier when you said, hey, the NIH, which was not supposed to be dealing with a company that dealt with the Wuhan laboratory, the source of COVID, all of a sudden is back to doing business right there. So it's, there's so many inexplicable things, just like the one that you just mentioned, that we say, why do we do this? Why do we permit this? Why aren't we paying attention to this? Well, inquiring minds certainly want to know.
Well, I do. And here's one for you. Georgia Democrats, and to our friends up there listening to us and our affiliates in Georgia, good morning to you. Thank you very much. Why on earth are the Georgia Democrats calling for a special session on guns? I mean, they've tried this before. It's gone nowhere. They do have traditional open carry, no strings attached. We don't. They do.
That's right, Ben. Of course, I moved down from Georgia after living there for 10 years after retirement, and I enjoyed the exercising my Second Amendment right, inalienable right, by having open carry. But yeah, well, they're doing it because that's the Democratic playbook across the nation. Let no tragedy go to waste to do this. And they've got the Democrats up there have introduced a bill which has no chance of going anywhere, but they want to lower the age which you can legally require a firearm from 18 to raise it up to 21. And unfortunately, here in the free state of Florida, we're not as free as we ought to be right there. A couple of years ago, in the wake of Parkland, we passed and a former governor signed raising the age in which you can legally acquire a weapon from 18 to 21. And the Senate president, a Republican, Bassadamo, did not allow that to get a hearing and to go forward. And so that was not even heard to become law in the state of Florida. Hey, if you through Selective Service or you can sign up and go put yourself in harm's way and operate all kinds of crazy machinery, be asked to kill others and to protect those around you on behalf of your nation on foreign lands, that's inexplicable to me. Why we cannot allow that happen, allow an 18-year-old who is otherwise just as capable as anyone, because we got a lot of nut jobs. They're 30, 40, 50 years old. They're the real problems, and it's not a gun problem. It's a mental problem, and it's an issue with not enforcing current laws. And we know that. They know that. But like in Georgia, they want to play it to extreme and let no tragedy go to waste.
Yeah, you're right. We've had some Chinese nationals indicted in the cartel fentanyl case. You're aware of that, right?
I am. And that's interesting, too. I hate to keep coming back to Florida because Florida's got attention because we're waiting any day now where our governor may or may not announce a run for 2024. But, of course, they just finished up the session down here, and that's what they were waiting on. But yesterday, I know you talked about Brooksville, and I think he did it in Brooksville where he announced his signature of measures that came through the state legislature to not allow the Chinese Communist Party to acquire property and land here in the state of Florida. And it was amazing that they were able to do that before, but to stop that. So in light of that and the other things that we've talked about having to do with China and what you just noted, it is certainly noteworthy to do that. And it's hard to defend any Democrat or the administration to defend other than if you're trying to protect your son's skin.
Yep.
Why you would want to go soft in a Chinese Communist Party. That's the only reason why I can think. Politically, it's stupid.
I got about a minute left to take a call here, so I'm going to do just that. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And you got 60 seconds.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. This is Eric. I'm up and about in several months. Hey, real quick, number one, the sourcing on this alleged, quote, targeting of civilians, close quote, that's nowhere in the mainstream media. Okay, that's not in the BBC. That's not in the New York Times article regarding this most recent swarm of drone attacks going on in western Ukraine, and in particular Kiev. They're not. There's no evidence that they're deliberately targeting civilians. Now,
really, really, when you hit an when you hit an apartment building and you knock the side out of it, that's not a civilian target.
That's not that. I didn't say that. They're not deliberately targeting civilians. There's been civilian infrastructure hit. There's been smiting of tarmacs and civilian airports throughout Ukraine. That's what we do. We do the same thing. We want to smite, deny the enemy, access to resources. That's part of a denial campaign. It's not justifying that what's going on by any stretch of the imagination. The BBC is not reporting this as even war crimes. That's government funded media out of the government of the United Kingdom. So I think that we need to temper this deliberately targeting of civilians and trying to infer that there's one side is more evil than the other. Only the dead have seen the end of war. And in general, 90% of war casualties are civilians. Now, we, as the United States, we have specific rules of engagement that help prevent or in an effort to prevent or contain, collateral damage, civilian casualties. And that's, part of what hamstrung us up in Afghanistan for all those years with the ROEs coming out of the Democrat administration, per se. But
we are out of time.
Yeah, Roger, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. Super
all fun. Right. Colonel, like I said, I don't see...
You don't have to love Zelensky or Ukraine, but you don't need to be a Russian apologist.
Yep. Okay, thanks, Colonel. I'll see you on Thursday.
See you then, Captain.
All right, take care. That's Colonel Kevin Wright. I'm coming back with MOA, final segment of the show today. And I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Oh, yeah, we will, and always a great time. Always a good lunch. I'll tell you what, the food is excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. And you want to get there? Well, we get there at 11:30, and we try to eat before they play the national anthem, because when they play the national anthem, we all stand up and salute. Meantime, here's
if you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the Captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
All right. Well, we will buy your coffee, but I'm not going to be there at 6, so I don't want to get that started. I can't get there at 6 because I'm just getting off the air at 6, so I'll be there about 6:30 or thereabouts. And Jeff will be there by 7, and we'll probably be there till about 8. So if you want to stop by and have us buy you a cup of coffee and sit there and chat about whatever, be happy to see you at the Village Inn this morning over there on 4th Street just south of Gandy. Now, all that being said, business, business, business. Things are supposed to be pretty good, right? I don't think so. Now, a lot of businesses are expanding. A lot of businesses are hiring, anticipating coming out of the COVID thing and this, that, and the other. I do know there are some businesses that have been around forever. One of them, of course, is the sponsor of this segment, Domley's Blinds and Decor, down there in Sarasota. They expand, it seems, quarterly or something. They're always adding one or two people, installers or salespeople or something. And they've got a great business down there. And unlike some of these little box, big box, middle box stores that have supplies of materials made in China, all their blinds, all their shades, all their shutters are made in the USA. And Domley's Blinds and Decor happens to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. So if you want something that's better quality, and they'll service it for you, all right? They have a crew that can come within a reasonable amount of distance of where you live in reference to the store. They can come to you and fix whatever the problem is. Sometimes it's just something very simple where you get it done in a matter of a few minutes and not have to worry about running around trying to find a part. But if you need parts, they got them. If you need repair, they got it. If you need installation, they got it. I don't know about you, but trying to put up a pair of blinds sometimes, especially the brand new ones, the big ones, the sliding ones that go over the big glass doors and whatnot, that can be an adventure. That can be a real adventure, one that you don't want to have. So, Domley's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. Talk to them, get your information that you need to have, and I'm sure they'll be able to help you with any problem you have when it comes to blinds, it comes to shutters, and it comes to interior design, if you will. They're very, very good at it. Very good at it. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. Business. The debt ceiling. Why bother, right? Why should we be concerned? Why should any of us be concerned? Does it involve us? Does it involve us in any way at all? Well, you better believe it does. And here's why. It's set right now to either be allowed to go up per the agreement that Kevin McCarthy has already made in return for spending to either slow down or stop to where we aren't spending out of sight. Now, our Speaker of the House, Republican Kevin McCarthy, is set to meet with President Joe Biden at the White House today to start the talks over the federal government spending, budget, deficits, and debt level. Now, Wall Street will likely be watching very closely for any hints about how likely it is that a deal to lift the government's borrowing cap can be reached before the U.S. runs short of cash to pay off some of its debt as well on the 1st of June. Now, they've all known how long they had to do this, and the Biden administration has just put them off. And this is normal. We've been dealing with this. But maybe not this time. Maybe not this time. If we the people get involved and let these congressmen know, especially the ones that are sitting on their hands, let them know that it is time to do something once and for all, or they will be considered of being in the way of making any progress here in the United States, and they'll be gone. We will actively seek to vote them out. Give them that message if you ever talk to them. Give each and every one of our congressmen and women that message. And let them know you vote. Now again, keeping your eyes on the prize, more importantly, Republicans need to hold fast against any resistance to their attempt to forge a combined spending reform and a debt limit compromise. Will they do it? Probably. They have no choice. It's not going to be one way or the highway. It's going to be they have to work together, whether they want to or not. They have to work together. Because if they don't, you talk about sticker shock and new car prices up 19%, they'll go up higher than that. Everything will go up. Rent, you name it. Everything will go up. So why push the gamut? Why push the gamut? Let's get this done once and for all. And let's get it done right once and for all. And not have to come back and do this 4, 5, 6 times again. We can get this done and have it done for years if we do it right the first time, right now. And I say it's time to do that. So keep that in mind when you talk to your political friends. And don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call your congressman's office or woman. Don't be afraid to call your congressional representative's office. Tell them what you're thinking. I don't care if you use my name. Say, well, the captain told me I should call up and render a complaint. Fine. I've had it happen before. No big deal. But we need to get involved, and we need to stay involved, and we need to do what needs to be done to get this taken care of so that we don't have to worry about our financial and economic future and what could happen to it down the line, which means we could be severely damaged or hurt or both or worse. All righty. I'll catch you all later today. Well, I'll catch some of you this morning, I'm sure, for coffee over at the Village Inn. But I'll catch the rest of you for lunch that are going to show up over there at the Village Inn. And good morning, Lenny, from the Trump Bus. I hope you're having a great day there, Lenny. I'll see you all later. God bless America. Stay strong. Stay strong.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.